NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 214. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. King Wright. And I'm sitting with the homie King Germ. Hey, man, you know, just let me share. Just let me share for the day. I'm sitting with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. from one Kang to another Kang.
Woo! God.
It's great to be a fan of LBJ, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's what it is. I'm sure y'all been hearing it all week, and we don't really give a shit. You're going to hear it one more time.
Yeah.
LeBron got it done, man.
LeBron. Like we said. Hey. I mean, let's go ahead and take credit for this, all right?
I'm going to take credit, man. I've been rooting
for this. It was 3-1. We were still on the bandwagon.
Hey, he came back. He got it done.
It was 4-7 when it was 3-1. Niggas looked at us like we were crazy. Like, there ain't no way.
Three amazing games. Kyrie woke up. LeBron held it down. Tristan Thompson stepped up.
Kevin Love, the boy we buried last week, said, hey,
I'm still
shot not falling, but I can damn sure rebound. And
it's about time. He had 14 rebounds in that one game. He had like 20 for the whole series.
Oh, exactly. And then, look man, it was just, I mean, people, I'm going to go ahead and be honest with y'all. I cried Sunday night. Just watching LeBron, like, that shit got me teary-eyed, bro. Like, I was just like, yo, niggas like, you all right? I was like, bro, look at this shit. This nigga, like, this is so much, like, so much was on his shoulders. And for him to finally accomplish it, this shit had me goddamn, I got emotional with the nigga, man. I was just like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So,
the most amazing shit we've ever seen. Legacy solidified.
Solidified. What did he do in game 7? Sorry, it's never been done before. Please tell the people, sorry.
On top of winning, he finished the game with a fucking triple-double.
Came back 3-1.
Came back 3-1. Got his championship. Fucking finished with a triple-double. 41 points again.
No, he had 41 in the final game.
Was it game 6? He had 41. What did he have?
Yeah, 41, 5, and 6, yeah.
Oh, okay. What did he have for the last game?
Yeah, like 29 or 30-something, 32
triple-double, right? Triple-double.
Triple-double. And then he led both teams in points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks.
This is for the whole series.
Both teams.
I know, this is for the whole series. You outplayed everybody on the court.
Nigga.
For 7 games at what, 45 minutes a game or some shit?
It's like, I need it every last minute.
Like, hey, the game's only 40 minutes. Well, I played 62. How the fuck did you play more minutes? Hey, man, look, LeBron stepped up big time. You can't say shit else about LeBron. If you doubt him, you're just a hater. And it's okay.
You're a hater.
Just admit it. Just admit you're a hater. That's completely
just go ahead and say it. Like my dog, Mittens. I don't know if you know him. He was in the fantasy group. We kicked him out. Mittens. I've known this dude for 5 years, and for 5 years he's been hating on LeBron, and he's still hating on LeBron. Bro, if they wouldn't have suspended Draymond, it wouldn't. Man, I don't want to hear that shit, bro. I was like, this is God's plan, dog. So it had nothing to do with nobody out there. LeBron did it, man. Parade going on in Cleveland today. It's Wednesday. Parade going on today. I tried to make it, but I had to record a forecast, so, you know.
Yeah, if it was me, I would miss it. I want y'all to know that. Kyrie does get his props.
He did what a number 2 is supposed to do.
I just need people to slow down, though. I've heard people say that Kyrie's the best point guard in the league. And I just need this shit to slow. Like, it's okay to enjoy something and not give it the best or greatest. You just enjoy it. It's okay. Yes. Kyrie is not the best point guard in the league. Okay?
This dude named Russell Westbrook's the boy's best point guard in the league.
Same thing I said, but people was like, I don't know. I take Kyrie first. I said, well, then you be locked out the first round. That's what happened. You'll fucking lose.
Then you got a guy named Chris Paul that might be considered. Then you got a guy named Steph Curry.
I don't know that I would put Chris Paul before Kyrie.
Anymore. You would put Chris Paul is a. I mean, he's true to the point guard. That's what he's the only like true point guard left in the league, man. Like,
what has it got him?
I mean, first round, second round exits.
Well, I'm just saying, like, Maybe 3 years ago I would have put Chris Paul, but now I don't know.
Oh man,
I don't know. I just know Kyrie ain't at the top. That's all I'm saying.
No. Kyrie's dead because he don't want to be a point guard. Kyrie.
Which is fine. Like, it's okay. Just enjoy the cat. The dude's balling. Like, yes. I saw a Sports Illustrated put out their top player list, their top 50 list, and it's some questionable shit on this list. Now, I'm not a basketball historian, but a lot of people aren't. And they make these lists, and I'm like, okay, like, I got questions. But before we jump off into that, people are hating on Steph. They're saying his legacy smashed. He's a loser now. 73-9 don't mean anything without the ring. I get it. But he was in the finals 2 years in a row. He might have disappeared. It happens. But I don't think this hurts his legacy at all. It's still early. You know what I'm saying?
Well, come on, Steph?
Yeah.
Oh, his legacy took a big hit. Because I was watching announcers, 3 weeks ago. Steph Curry was the greatest player on the planet. Am I not wrong?
They said it, and it was premature then, too.
Monday morning, LeBron James reclaimed his... Whoa!
LeBron James never lost it.
That's my whole plan.
He never lost it. Like, you motherfuckers just lost your minds, but LeBron never lost it.
Like, yeah, you know, game seven?
Yeah.
It's like Steph... It was like a magnifying glass to put on his game seven. Like... Everybody knows Steph Curry takes bad shots, but he makes a lot of those bad shots. But when he misses those bad shots, they look like really bad shots. Like, sometimes you don't have to pull up from 30 feet. You don't have to. You know what I'm saying? It's still 3 points, whether it's 23 or whatever the limit is. And then LeBron James scored 17 points in a game seven championship game. We burying LeBron. No. You cannot be the MVP and play this horrible in the finals. Sorry. Unanimous MVP? Unanimously are not the MVP now.
Draymond proved, like I said, he's the MVP of that team. Draymond damn near had a triple-double.
He was one rebound short of a triple-double?
Yeah, the motherfucker showed his ass, but that's why the team didn't win, because Draymond was taking too many shots. Now, he was making them, but they weren't able to make their own shots, so that's what happens.
Think about this, all right. At one point in the game, the Warriors had hit like 10 or 11 three-pointers and the Cavs had hit one. Mm-hmm. But it was a seven-point game. That let you know right then that you had, they were just shooting too many threes. It was ridiculous. The only threes was keeping them in the game, but the threes put them out in the game also. And then everybody tells me, well, they weren't getting no fouls. I said, you can't get fouls if you're pulling up threes. Like, that just doesn't equate. The Cavs get to the line all the time. Because they go into the basket. They take the ball to the rack. They're getting fouled. I mean, if I know you're just going to spot up and shoot threes, I'm not going to foul you. You're not going to the line.
Can anybody on the Warriors team besides Draymond and maybe Harrison Barnes dunk? Because I don't see them go to the cup.
I mean, Steph can dunk. Clay can dunk.
In the game. I'm not talking about warm-up. Look.
Steph tried to dunk. He tried to dunk in game seven. You remember when we went up? I was like, oh shit, Steph about to dunk on the nigga.
Hold up, dog. Out of all the fun of this game, the block, like Kyrie's shot was sweet as fuck. But the block.
That's how I'll call it from now on.
My God.
Tell me it was 89-89. Iguodala driving to the basket. LeBron was on a mission the last 5 minutes. Oh, speaking of LeBron. When he got fouled at the end of the game, when he hit the little clinching free throws,
yeah.
If he would have dunked that ball on Draymond, I swear to God, I would have nutted in my pants, nigga. When he did it, I stood up because I was like, oh shit. And then, oh my God, nigga. I mean, man.
Great game, man. Great
props
game.
Props to everybody, all the Cavalier fans, even the ones that burn up LeBron jerseys to celebrate in the day. Props to you all. Now you guys can shut the fuck up. Cleveland got a title. It's time to get the Cubs a title now so we can get the streak
going. Easy.
Oh, I forgot. I'm on with a car fan.
Easy. Let's slow that shit down. So, LeBron wins. Your boy is already gone. Smith already said he's taking his talent somewhere, right? He's a free agent.
Oh, JR?
Yeah.
He ain't going nowhere.
He already opted out.
Oh, shit.
So he's trying to get some more money. Right. They all trying to get more money. Does LeBron leave?
Mm-mm. I don't think there's no way LeBron can leave. I hear them talking about LeBron going to the Clippers and shit, play with Chris Paul, and there is no way LeBron can leave. If he leaves now, can you be mad if you're a Cleveland fan? LeBron leaves.
That's why now is the time to leave, because you can't say shit. He came back. He brought you your ring. Shut the fuck up. I'm out.
See, LeBron needs to go to the West to solidify his legacy. Like, wait,
what else he got to do?
I mean, I was just like, dude, I've been in the finals every year. Every team I go to, I take them to the finals. So now they say he needs to go to the West and win over there. They never sent Michael Jordan to the West.
Well, Michael Jordan never left his team. Kobe never left his team.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I don't get it, but no, LeBron, we're not, no. LeBron, stay in Cleveland. Stay there.
Hey, you know, we're not going to drag out the sports talks. We got a special guest to bring back on the show. But I just wanted to talk about this list real quick. Michael George, number one. You know, nothing there. Kareem's number two.
Whoa. Kareem, number two?
Kareem's number two. Will Chamberlain's number three. Magic's number your four. List? This is SI's list. Sports
of the Oh, okay. I'm about to say something. I'm about to cut your ass out.
Magic's number four. LeBron is number five. Oscar Robertson, Larry Bird, Bill Russell, Jerry West, Tim Duncan round out the top ten. First of all, Tim Duncan should be higher than that. Kobe's number 12. I'm not a Kobe fan, but doesn't Kobe belong somewhere in the top 10?
Kobe got to be in the top 10.
Like, that seems a little odd. Shaq is number 15.
Whoa.
Hakeem Olajuwon is number 16.
Shaq should be top 10.
That's what I thought. Karl Malone is number 17. And then the rest of this list gets a little, you know, Charles Barkley is number 20. Pippen's
Steph Curry is number what on the list? I'm pretty sure he's like number 19, 20.
Curry's number 31.
Wow, all time?
All time. They have him ranked after Stockton, after Isaiah Thomas, after Rick Barry, after George Gervin, like after Dwayne Wade. They've got him down there.
Wow.
So it's interesting to see how this changed because Steph Curry was the best player in the league half the season.
Yes, he was the best player in the world. He's the best player on the planet. And I was just like, the dude is still 6'2". Like, there's never, like, I'm sorry.
And not only that, here's something else. And this is, it's funny that SI is saying this because ESPN has been, what did your boy say? He said he's been slurping a lot of these people on this list. Dirk Nowitzki is number 37. Dirk is like their fanboy. Patrick Ewing is number 39. Durant is number 43. And here's the biggest robbery before we bring our guests on. Allen Iverson is number 45.
Oh man, come on, man. Let's be honest, man. If Steph Curry is 20, you say 31?
Yeah.
And he's only been Steph Curry for 2 years.
Right.
And AI did at least more work in, you know, come on, man. Like, come on, man. Let's be real here. Like, let's slow down with the Steph Curry love. Yeah. Speaking of Steph Curry fans, like people always say, oh, y'all LeBron dick riders. What are y'all Steph Curry dick riders? He been in the league 7 years. I didn't hear y'all say nothing about him 3 years ago.
Nigga, I never saw the combination of blue and gold outside of the Rams until the Warriors started winning.
None of y'all have the old, like you were saying, the Ultron Warriors jersey.
Yeah, nobody got that shit.
Nobody got that one. None.
Nobody you know got that shit.
Have a shoe deal 3 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Let's stop, okay? No, man. Stop.
It's just okay to enjoy some shit sometimes. Exactly. Just let that shit ride out and be what it is. But y'all be doing the most, man.
Definitely. Hey, expose himself to them badass shots.
Hey, that's what happens. You got to make better decisions. But we got this show. We're trying to bring on a special guest for y'all. It's been a while since we talked to this person. How long?
3 guesses. First 2 don't count.
3 guesses. So let's see if this motherfucker pick up. We doing this shit live on the show. I don't think they're picking up. It's been maybe since we were in double digits since we had on the show.
Yeah, we're way beyond that.
We're way beyond it at this point. So we tried to bring somebody in, you know, for the fans to check out. I would like to introduce to you. Reintroduce? Should we say reintroduce?
Might as well
do it. Reintroduce Tracy May. Tracy May, you want to say something to the people? She still ain't picking up. This is awesome.
Typical pro fans for me. It's all right, Lionel. He ain't bring nobody on here. It's all right.
I believe Tracy May is around. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all really thought we have a guest on this show? Come on,
Tracy May. It's savage.
Yes.
Where did she go?
Who knows?
Now I gotta edit this bullshit.
No, we keep it live, babe. We don't edit shit.
It
makes us professional.
Yeah, it makes it very unprofessional. Shit. We're going to try to add it one more time, see what happens. And then if it don't happen, we're just going to carry on the show.
We're professional with Frocast. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, that's valid. That might be a little valid.
Yes. Only person professional on the show is you, Saul, right?
I thank you. I think you're adding a little bit on that, but I appreciate it.
No, I'm serious. The way you handle the show is very professional-like, man.
Hey, I do what I can, man. I'm just trying to get my checks. Be easy. Be taking money out of my pocket. I'm just trying to come up. Tracy made her pick up this time. We letting her go. Go ahead.
She's supposed to be picking up, man. Can't let her go, man. I mean, hey, she's ruined.
We got a show to go on.
Yeah. I mean.
Is she adding? You said speaking of checks, though.
Oh, speaking of checks, I ain't get mine last week's, all right. Speezy talk about a holdup. I've been waiting. I've been checking the mailbox every day. He said it's in the mail. And I don't know what to do, so all right. First of the month coming up, man. I ain't got my nappy afro check, man. Well,
chances are the check was going to bounce anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't think you lost anything. But it is what it is, man. I'm hoping to get a little extra bonus on this check. I went ahead and listened to some of the XXL freshman list. I thought it was only right that we actually listen to some of the people. You know, that we try to check some of these people out.
Send one letter pick up.
You know, what else can we do, right? We're trying to figure it out here in a minute. So I went ahead, I went to DatPiff where you can get most of the damn mixtapes. And I downloaded a few. A few of those people and a few others that are actually pretty dope that I missed on. One of the people's names, Lil Uzi Vert. We talked about Lil Uzi Vert. He's one of the freshmen on the list. I listened to his music journey, and I think I made it through about five songs, and I had to cut it off. He sounds like everybody else on the music, Migos or whoever, and he's doing the same shit, and it wasn't interesting enough for me to listen to. It may not have been good, may not have been bad, I don't know, it just wasn't interesting. I listened to Lil Yachty. Trash. I thought this was a joke. I've never heard. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play this just for you. I wanna play this just for you, bro.
Okay.
I wanna hear
it. I know that you got it. Too.
What? That's an actual song. That's actual fucking song, dog. I thought it was a joke. That's when I cut off. So when I listened to this song afterwards, I threw up. Now I'm not saying that it's directly related, but I'm not sick. So I don't know what to do with that. But I actually physically went to the bathroom and threw up. And I don't know why. Something happened and I had a bad response. That's all I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
I listened to... Who was the last one I listened to? I listened to Denzel Curry?
Denzel Curry.
Denzel Curry's not bad. I made it through about halfway of that and I just got tired and I cut it off. He's not bad. I just was like, okay, Denzel Curry, cool. But then I listened to your boy David East.
Dave
East. I downloaded like three albums from Dave East, three mixtapes. Mm-hmm. I listened to them all and I love them all.
He reminds me. Okay, I told you like Dave. I knew you like Dave.
That's what I tweeted. I said one of these cats, Jerm said, was dope. So I went ahead and listened to Dave East. Three albums. They all dope. He reminds me of Pharrell Monch. I'm not saying he's Pharrell Monch, but his delivery and cadence reminds me of Pharrell Monch. And that's right up my alley. So that was dope. And that's all I gave a shot to. The rest of you motherfuckers, I didn't try anymore. I downloaded some other mixtapes. That Young Dro was terrible.
Project Baby, how you like him? The Finesse Kid.
I still don't like that shit. I didn't play it again. I told you I wouldn't listen to that no more.
You said you like Lockjaw.
I said I'm not listening to that no more. That one song was cool, but I'm not listening to his music no more. I gave him a shot. And the rest was Currency, Wale's new mixtape is dope, and Rhapsody. And that was it. But, you know, I tried the freshman list. And I guess that's, what, four people? Out of four, one I liked, one was decent, the other two were not favorites. So that's a failing grade, right?
I get you. Damn sure, if it's not 6 out of 10, it's failing.
Man, well, shit, there you go. Wasn't a good look. Have you listened to any of the music?
Of course. I'm listening to Big Lil Big Pop. You know that I like that mixtape. You know.
Who else?
I'm close-minded. I'm not like you, so all right. I'm not going to get that stuff. Hey, man, I think you might have to take her off the call and then add her again because it says she's on the call, so all right.
All right, so what we're going to do, we'll probably throw some music in here real quick. We'll be right back. We're going to try to get this coordinated, and we'll be back with another part of this episode of the Frocast with Saul Wright, King German, maybe Tracy May.
Some Davies. We play some Davies.
That'll work. We play some Davies. We'll be right back, y'all.
Flex, what up? I'm focused. Harlem. Ain't no kings in my city. Knocking Big L on them blocks with a brick sale. Store like Pathmark, they heavy with fish scale. Dimes kinda heavy, wasn't ready, them Knicks sell. I was in the tombs hot, hoping I get bail. Fab said them lime Maritas was for the dots. All blue, Yankee Derek Jeter on the block. Deuce in my boot, heater by the socks. I'm the wolf on First Ave, I ain't speaking about no stocks. This is for the rooftop, rich in 8 days. Sliding up the Audubon, the Kush was 8th grade. Ice Cube had a good one, I had a great day. No kings in New York, niggas better make way. Grew up on Jada, Sheik, Styles, and B.I. Cuban link chain, sweatsuits was Fila. I remember knocking CNN, I can see it then. Pass on a 6 or a 7, cause I need a 10. Time. Like a yacht in the water, that's how I'm riding at. I'm a boss in New York, nigga Johnny Sack. Spanish Harlem, my niggas don't know how to act. Flex, I'm a flex on these niggas, where the bottles at? Cold K, slay up, nigga, like where the models at? FDR North in the Porsche and out of that. Lane switching, game different, they ain't listen. I was taking notes, flowing off a prescription. Perks to the Zan life, hoes trying to holler. Ask my homies what your man like. Crack with my hand right. Then I'm in supply for the hoodie, but the pants white. He think he nice, hit his hand so he can't write. Trying to go left, even though my man right. Nice is the sandbox, better get your stance right. Nice. When I cop all the socks, they the stance type. Fuck a cop, I don't stop, I done ran lights. Fuck a Glock, we can box what your hands like. Got the drop in the spot, they ain't playing right. Now I'm hotter than most, sliding with toast. First class, y'all niggas still flying in coach. Trips to Miami with Tamika and Tammy. This year, bringing home 3 for the family. Next year, Ferragamo on at the Grammys. More women love me than women that can't stand me. I remember Clue had Fab on the radio. Wasn't no Rolex, my watch was a Casio. We was in the staircase, y'all was on the patio. Oops, I meant patio, live from El Badio. When I was young, they was sliding, let their daddy know. I'm about it like when P was in the Calio. No limit, coupe couple hoes in it. I'm like a pro with it, the flow is so vivid. Raised with the wolves, these niggas is so timid. Broke down a pound, backed up in 4 minutes. If I go to trial, make sure it's no witness. Mama told me handle your business. Now I'm on your playlist, all the parties A-list. Made it to the top floor, started in the basement. OG Kush got me living in the matrix. You can have anything on me if you take it. Find me on the back block, even on your laptop. Name getting big, a lot of faces looking mad shot. Nothing been the same, killer game, you a mascot. Shorty, you don't even walk the same, that's them ass shots. Black hoodie, cash drop, sneakers by Reebok. On my way to YO, listening to D-Block. This the kind of shit you run back when the beat stop. Give me till the summer, you could better have the streets locked.
So we back. We finally got Tracy May on here. You have me looking like a fool on the first part of the show. What happened?
Just freestyling. We was just freestyling.
We trying to stall like we had a broadcasting degree. And you weren't picking up. I was like, okay, back to you, Jim. What are you guys doing in the studio?
He's sitting there with the live feed in his ear. He's just sitting there looking at the camera. Dead look like.
So, and we back because I'm adding all this shit because I ain't got time to be editing out 17 minutes of us trying to add Tracy May.
What? It was that long? No, it wasn't.
It was ridiculously at least half an hour we were trying to add. So, we just pick it up now. Say hello to the people, Tracy May.
Hey everyone, nappyafro.com. Hey, that's me. Yes.
We haven't talked to you since we were in double digits.
Episode 70, maybe somewhere in the 70s.
Like we're on episode 214 right now.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah,
dead ass. Episode 214.
Look at you guys being consistent.
But what about you? Like, I'm not even doing this outline right. Why do you hate us?
What do you mean?
You haven't been on the show. We broke your mixtape to the world. We brought your voice to the world. Here we are, episode 214. You've been gone for about 150. What's the problem?
That's because I haven't been invited.
Why does everybody say they have been invited?
Open door policy.
No, you can't just... I can't just bust down a door and come on y'all's podcast.
You've been on more episodes than me. Your voice is on more...
Look at it.
Right!
200-some Frocast, 100-some wrestling podcast, about 30 watching movies and shit podcasts. So that's like 300 and do the math, quick math, say about 350. Like, stop.
You've been on all the episodes.
Yes.
Wait, I'm on those podcasts too?
Your voice is, look, you're the voice of Nappy Afro. So any podcast we do, even the next podcast that come up, we talking about slapping kids, your voice will be on there. Yes. We talking about hanging dogs, your voice will be on there. We talking about running over people with no legs, your voice will be on there. You're the voice.
So I have been on every episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm on every episode then.
But you, so yeah, but you're not contributing.
You don't even know.
I contributed my voice.
Yeah, yeah. We gave you shout outs on episodes, talked about your episode. You don't even know. I was just like, this is sad.
I bet you if we was another podcast, though, she'd get made up and go sit down in the audience for our shit.
Sit in the audience. Like, look.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Panel.
Y'all got to be on tour, though. When are y'all going on tour?
Why do we have to go on tour? We the home team.
That's the only way I can sit in the audience.
You can sit in the audience every week. Just fucking press play. You don't even listen to us no more. Why did we break up? Why did we break up? That's what we want to know.
What happened was y'all had started talking about sports a lot and stuff, and then I had decided that I don't know enough about sports and stuff contribute.
That's the beauty, though.
Jern.
Yes.
Do you have a 65-inch TV?
Not nowhere close.
Nowhere close. Do you watch sports on your 65-inch TV?
I watch sports on my 13-inch MacBook screen.
I know someone who watches football on a 65-inch TV. It's not me.
Upstairs, look, upstairs or downstairs? Because I heard they got two of them.
Oh, no. This is the downstairs. This is one for the people.
Okay. Oh, my God.
So, that's not me. It's not you.
I heard somebody was watching basketball this weekend, too.
I watched the last quarter of the final game. That doesn't count.
That's the only one that counts. Like, if you're going
to
watch.
That's like the best time to watch. The last quarter of the last game.
So, you're a Cavs fan.
Wasn't it remarkable?
No, I'm not a Cavs fan. I was rooting for the light skins.
Why?
I don't know, because, you know, there's a lot of handsome guys on that team.
Really?
You guys know how I pick. Remember how I picked my NFL draft, my fantasy draft?
Fantasy team, okay? Yeah.
I called it Baywatch.
That's a nice girl name. Like,
yeah. And I picked all attractive players.
What was how did you do?
Yeah. Terrible. So my strategy for the next time is to pick all unattractive, because I feel like the unattractive players like work a little harder because, you know, they're not as attractive.
This same fantasy nugget here. Take the best guy available. Okay. Don't
number one, that's the first thing to do. Second of all, yes, unattractive people have to fight hard.
I don't know, like, stats. No,
it's at the top of the list. Just matter of fact, just auto draft. Just auto draft. Don't even draft.
No, I have to look at pictures.
So maybe it's good that we didn't have you on the sports part.
See, I'm saying, though. This is what I'm saying.
The sports is usually like 10 to 15 minutes of the show. There's another hour and a half usually where we just talking shit.
Yes. Talk about babies getting ate by alligators, gorillas, all kinds of stuff.
I made a video about that.
Yeah, I seen it. And Tracy, let me tell you something. You always come up with these great little things, but then you just stop. You stop.
I know. I have a consistency issue. I have a problem with stick-to-itiveness.
Obviously.
I mean, had me do a whole logo for it that has never seen the light of day.
Are you serious? You have not been to TracyMae.com, where it lives.
Oh, there's a TracyMae.com that's active now? Like, what was the last
Hello?
Time that was
Hello?
Active?
That's my portfolio site.
Why do you have a portfolio?
Because I have a career.
Oh, okay.
Update the people. Like, they haven't heard from you in a couple days. Just update the people. Where you been? What you been up to? What's the deal?
Well, I stopped working like full time in March, and I've just been sort of diving into this modeling thing. Oh, I'm about to dive in. I've been doing that. And so it's been really fun. I've been doing a lot of photo shoots and getting a little nude in some of them, you know. Working it out.
Did you just say nude?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't like nude, but I had on like a sheer bodysuit, which is nude. So, yeah, I've been working it out. And, you know, I've been trying to get a little bit of a following on Instagram and stuff. So I'm trying to be an Instagram thot, basically.
Oh, okay.
Those are my career goals.
Put it out there. I mean,
right now, / the model in this red and black dress. Oh, my God.
So what sense of model are you? I mean, this is 2016, so are you the model that ain't getting no work? Are you the model that's only modeling naked? Or are you the person that's just taking pictures and saying you're a model?
Well, I am I don't know, because I'm getting work, but I'm not really getting paid. So I don't know what kind of model that is. the broke model?
The guy that's taking your picture, does he have all his teeth?
Yes.
Okay, so you're semi-professional.
Is your background anything different than a bathroom?
Yes.
Okay, that's, you're a model.
Yes. You're a model, yeah. Right.
Like, sometimes it's an actual, like, house or whatever, like, background. Like, all my boudoir pics that I just took were, like, you know, at somebody's house. I don't know. The photographer rented a house.
You don't know whose house it was, so you could have been taken.
I could have definitely been sold into sex trafficking.
Did you get taken behind the scenes? The nation wants to know.
Not at all.
Damn it.
I haven't been taken in a while.
Wow. Fellas, I'm just saying. So are you saying that you're single?
I am single and ready to mingle. Hey. Been mingling, actually. But nothing is sticking.
Anybody we know?
Nah.
Well, now it's a nation full of people.
Nah, not really. Although I did meet Thekka Jones.
Thekka Jones. You met Thekka where?
I went home. You know, I'm from Jackson, Mississippi. And I went there for a wedding and, you know, hit him up and told him I was in town. And he was like, whoa, let's get together. And so we sort of hit the town, and he gave me, like, I hadn't been in Jackson in a while, and so he sort of, you know, gave me, like, a little tour. There was, like, a little festival going on that day, so we went, and I got my face painted like a child, and we hit up this museum, and we had a lot of fun. He's a cool guy. A lot of people know him. Like, he might be Jackson famous.
That sounds like a date.
Yeah, he does a YouTube thing, Jackson Nights or something like that.
Yeah, like, everywhere we went, everybody was like, yo, what's up? I was like, oh my gosh, like, he's totally famous.
So you were with a celebrity, you get starstruck at all?
Not at all, because, you know, I'm famous too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Just kidding. But somebody did recognize me in Jackson for being a model. I was like, whoa, first time that's ever happened.
Damn, so
y'all was like, hey, you're a model, aren't you? I was like, yeah.
So y'all were kind of like J and B.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn. So wait, if y'all went out, what happened?
What happened was I eventually came back to Chicago. I don't know.
LDRs, what's up, the LDRs? I mean,
I don't know. I mean,
so you're not really single. You just saying you're single. Like, you ain't really fucking with nobody.
No, I'm single. What do you mean?
Exactly. What do you mean? Like, you had a great date. He's a celebrity. You're a celebrity. You got means to make long distance relationship happen. We got Skype. We got Snapchat. We got Facebook.
It's time.
Like, what happened?
You know, I don't think that's really on me. I think that, you know, that is something. If a guy wants to court you, they will court you. If they don't, then they just don't.
So,
okay. So I need to put a boot to somebody's ass, based on what you're saying.
Oh, you don't, because I feel like if it was a thing, then it would still be a thing, but it's not a thing.
Man, look, you've been gone too long for us to play the soft role. Are you interested in Thekka or not? People want to know.
I think we had more of a friend vibe going on. I don't think it was like, I don't think I wanted to like jump his bones or anything.
Thekka, that's probably your fault. What she's saying is you didn't grab her ass aggressively, so she didn't think you were interested. It's your fault, Thekka. That's what she just told you.
Since we've been honest out here, I'm gonna go ahead and be honest. I told Thekka, I said, look, man, when you meet her, I got two requests. I said, did she smell good and is she soft? And he said yes and yes. So I'm happy.
you can look at me and tell that I'm soft. And I mean, I guess, yeah, I smell good sometimes.
Ah, damn. So now you're single, you're out here modeling. What's the DMs looking like?
Crazy. And y'all nasty. Dudes are so nasty. Like, question, for real.
How many penises have you gotten in DMs?
Wow.
I haven't got any penises on Instagram. But on Snapchat, I get penises sometimes.
Oh, my God. I know this has got to be disgusting. I mean.
It's crazy to just open up a Snap and see a dick just, like, looking right at you. It is just so crazy. And dudes be acting like I really asked for that. Like, I really wanted to see it. I'm like, oh.
Hey. Dudes, we told y'all, stop sending the, like, flaccid dicks hard. Like, what are they doing?
Wait, are they doing videos? Are these pictures?
Just picture. Oh my god, I would die if it was a video. That would be so. Don't give these guys any ideas. Jeez.
These dudes out here doing dick motion pictures.
Oh my god.
Make sure the lighting's right. On it. Right. Look at this 3D scene popping off real quick in the DM.
But on Instagram, it's pretty bad too because, I mean, surprisingly, now that you don't have to send a picture in DMs on Instagram, I get a lot of, I don't get any dick pics, but I get a lot of, I really want to fuck you, or like, wow, we should fuck, you know, wow, stuff like that.
Hey, like, really? 2016, you can say that to women these days?
No, that doesn't work. I don't know who that has worked for those guys, but that doesn't work for me. So.
It had to work for somebody for them to keep trying.
Or they're just like ridiculously whack and they just keep trying the same stupid stuff.
So now that you don't have the job shackles and now that it's officially summer, what you got planned for this summer? What are we doing this summer in Chirac? Is it still cool to call it Chirac or not?
No. I don't think so.
There was movie made about it. Like, ain't that good?
I know, but we don't try to live up to that moniker. Oh, we don't really like that. I mean, it's dangerous, but it's very targeted. I guess, you know, the pockets of the hood is where most of that stuff happens, and then the media tries to make it seem like it's like all of Chicago. Like, Chicago is dangerous. But there's like hella white people here, so you know, they wouldn't be out here if it was for real scary like that.
White people be doing shit.
Nah, not really.
How you think we got here?
I mean, no, when they're doing the monstrous activity, then yes. But
yeah.
So when somebody else is there really scary.
What's popping? Where are we going? I know you got trips planned.
Well, I hit up Atlanta earlier.
Oh, wait. We know some people that are in Atlanta that's on staff.
Oh, like who?
I think B-Eazy's in Atlanta, or he's close enough that he's in Atlanta often.
Yeah, we just made up. We were beefing.
What's going on, man? Well, hold on. That's two people in the nation, and that's two people you beefing with.
No, I'm not beefing with that guy.
Okay, so we won't call that beef. I was trying to amp that up.
I was trying
to amp that up for you. I tried it, man. So why were you beefing with Easy?
Well, because when I went out to Atlanta before, I was supposed to meet up with him, and we were supposed to legit go on like a date. Like, it was going to be like a date. And it was last June.
Damn.
And literally, I'm going to tell you guys what he said. He said...
No, wait. You got to tell like what you said to tell us what he said.
Okay, so when I first got there, you know, I was staying with my cousin or whatever, and I told him I was in town, and then maybe like 2 days passed, and I hadn't talked to him. Like, he hadn't texted me, I hadn't texted him. And so that Friday, I believe it was a Friday, I think it could have been a Thursday, but all of a sudden I was like, hey, so are we still like getting together? Like, what day? Because I had previously asked him to, like, let me know when he wants to get together so I wouldn't make plans for that night or whatever. And so I sent him that text, like, are we still getting together? And then he said, well, the newest season of Orange is the New Black just dropped, so.
Wait, is that the end of the message?
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't get Beezy humor because
Beezy has said that to all of us about some various TV show. Like, it doesn't matter. Hey, Beezy, we got to get everybody online when you talk about Nappy Afro business. Well, I mean, I would.
Rap's like eight, so.
I would, but, you know, fucking commercials on that I really like, so.
I was like, okay. Well, yeah, and then he got really smart. Smart
assy. This also be easy.
So I was just like, that's okay. We ain't gotta see each other for real.
So y'all heard it here first. The reason that Tracy May hasn't been on since the Double Digits is because she hates Be Easy and she hates Tekka Jones.
And she hates the
Frontcast. Yeah. No. You guys are just making up things.
You just said that.
No, I did not. Ever.
You said. Look at the transcripts. Be Easy's a bitch. You said Tekka Jones ain't shit. And you said fuck the Frontcast. You said all three.
That's what I heard, sorry.
That's what I heard. Right in. Let us know what you think about Tracy May pictures being out there and saying fuck the nations. Tell us what y'all think. And maybe she'll come to your town and stand you up too.
Yeah. No, stand them up. What?
Tekka Jones said he had to catch a cab because you said you was coming to get him. And you changed your mind and he had to catch an Uber.
He picked me up.
That's not what he told us. And he said you got in the car and farted.
Said the whole time you was on Snapchat or something. Yeah, I was on a date and you just, you know, you didn't pay him no attention. And he said it was...
Never that. We played a really great game of museum art bingo. And it had us running around the museum. It was very competitive. Yeah, we have fun. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
All right, well, maybe we're lying. It happens sometimes. We got to do this for ratings.
Okay. Yes, Be Easy, we were actually beefing. We recently made up, like, on Snapchat. He sent me a message like, yo, are we still beefing?
He wasn't one of those guys, was he?
No. He sent me a message like, yo, are we still beefing? And I was just like, I guess not.
So that means that you're headed to Atlanta this summer.
Well, I just came back from there recently.
Like recently, and you didn't see B-Eazy again?
Nah. Still I wasn't trying to see him.
Damn.
I mean, I'm just being honest.
Who was you trying to see?
Honest with you.
Who was you trying to see?
So, remember how we talked about those Instagram guys that sneak into your DM and say, hey, we should fuck. Okay, well, it wasn't one of those guys, but there was a guy that I met from Instagram who slid into the DMs, but he approached me respectfully and we started talking. And he lives in Virginia, and of course, I live in Chicago, so we decided to meet at a location where neither one of us resides. And so we chose Atlanta. So I met an Instagram guy in Atlanta.
Like, you paid for your ticket?
No.
He paid for your ticket.
Well,
I mean, somebody paid.
Nappy Afro didn't pay for the ticket.
Okay, so it was like this. Because we were meeting I was staying longer than he was staying. So I paid for half of my ticket and he paid for his ticket and the room and stuff. So
So the room.
The one room. There was one room.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, one bed?
One bed.
Whoa.
However, what happened was when we got there, we went to lunch. We got there like super early in the morning. And so we ended up like getting in the room, getting settled, going to lunch. And then we went into the pool. We went to the hotel pool and did some hot tub sitting in, talking, swimming. And then we went back to the room. And I immediately took a nap. When I woke up, he had to go. He flew back out that night.
What, is he Ghost from fucking Power?
Motherfucker showed up and dipped. I got bad news. Like, I'm being called back into work. Like, some shit hit the fan or something at his job. And he had to go. So he flew out that night. So for the rest of the trip, I was just by myself.
Can I say something?
Yes, please.
I'm going to keep it real with you because you fam. I think he was just like, oh, I ain't smashing, I'm dipping. Like,
you know, yeah, I can get with that. I mean, I can see that happening. That's probably a thing.
Yeah, I would imagine. So I'm paying for my ticket. I'm paying for the hotel room for 2-3 days. What? And I'm paying half on your ticket.
Nope. And me and you staying in the same room, I already think, like, okay, we smashed it. Like, soon we came back from the pool, I'm thinking, like, okay, it's going on now. You going to sleep? Oh,
but
no.
Why would it happen that fast? Like, if we were supposed to be there for, like, 2 days, why would it happen the first day?
Because you only got 2 days.
For everything. What you mean?
Forgot like, we wanted to wait for
it. You got on that plane, leaving O'Hare Airport or wherever it is. You should know. Like, okay, hey. I hope she got a Brazil. I mean, the whole time I'm going, I hope she got a Brazil time. Because it's going down.
And then she immediately put on a swimsuit.
Yeah. I'm thinking like, you know, I mean, if he was real creep life, I would at least been peeking like, yo, was she getting dressed or something? Like, I mean, what?
I would have absolutely stumbled through the door as you changed the
clothes. I mean, look, that's the oldest trick in the book. Like, she ain't got that door locked. I'm falling through that mother. Like, what happened?
I ain't even know. I forgot you was in here. I ain't used to sharing a room with a woman. I ain't even know. What did you say that let him know he wasn't getting no ass? There was one sentence you said that made him say, fuck it, I got to pay the $200 change fee and the fare difference to get my ass back home. What did you say?
I don't think I said anything.
Oh, no. You said something. There's no way.
But he went in for a move and she damn curved his ass. And he knew right then.
Like, I probably did curve, but I don't think I said, like, this ain't that. Or I don't think I said anything like that. I don't know.
So when y'all was swimming pool, he ain't like grab you from the back and try to wrestle, put the meat on your leg or nothing, and he was just like...
He got a little handsy in the pool.
Of course he was supposed to.
I just put $200 on your ticket.
Yeah.
In a room. Yeah. Ain't he sleep in the room either? Oh, man.
You said you did something.
No matter how loser is this week. Instagram.
Right, you. How did that
work?
You know,
one? I guess I'm not good at being an Instagram thought. Like,
hey, you did say.
I don't think you know the rules. I'm telling you, let me break the rules now. If I fly you out, that means we fucking. Period. That's end of story.
No, why does that mean that? Like, you're supposed to be. It's supposed to be like a date.
Because I fly. Like why would a you take a plane? Like, if you bought your own ticket, you're like, okay, if we was meeting up, you paid for your own ticket.
It's not like we flew to, like, Paris. Or okay,
so you probably flew.
If we flew to Wyoming,
Chicago. So you went? Did you fly to O'Hare or Midway?
Midway.
So she flew on Southwest.
Exactly.
So it might be $140 round trip.
It's all right. I don't care if it was on my buddy pass.
What you mean? What?
If I use my
buddy pass, come
on. If I had frequent flyer miles and I paid for it with that, I'm still thinking like, hey,
no. Y'all at a hotel with a pool that's probably Marriott property or some shit. Mm-hmm. That's $100-something a night.
In Atlanta, that's $200 just because.
And he paid 3 nights?
No, it was 2 nights.
He paid what? 2 nights. So he done easily came off before y'all had a snack. He done easily came off for $300.
And all he got was a little handsy in the pool. Handsy?
What? Did he get a kiss?
Yeah, I kissed him.
On the cheek?
No, on the lips.
All right, so he got a kiss. He probably got a little weak-ass hug. It was the first time you saw him. So
church hug.
Yeah, she church hugged the fuck out of him when she first saw him. And then eventually got a kiss. And at some point, you called his mama bitch, and he changed his plane ticket. That's what happened.
No, I did not.
You slapped the shit out of him, and you called his meat small. You did something.
No, I did not even see it.
He changed his ticket. That's $200.
Man, he said he said also pop off at work. He's still trying to talk to me. So I told him I didn't want to talk to him anymore because he abandoned me out of state.
But damn. This dude, he feel like the job ain't finished. He like, yo, at least, man. Like, for real, though, I would have changed my clothes in front of you. Like, I would have been like, yo, everything, like, I don't need to go to the bathroom change. I'm going to change right here. Ba-bam. Like, you know, you, man.
Right, where did you, so you changed in the bathroom?
I changed in the bathroom.
Why? I would have been like, you ain't got to go in there. You change right here.
We in the one room. Like, we in the one Thank room. You.
I'm like, oh, we all grown. We done seen everything before.
And then you went straight to the pool? I would have tried to smash in the pool in public.
I mean, we were the only ones in the pool.
Hell yeah.
Been in the corner somewhere, hugged up, man, and slid it in there. Man,
Absolutely. All right, we'd have been all in her business. I guess we should let her live, right? We should get out of her business.
This is what you get for not being on the show for 170 episodes.
Thank you, Jones. Call her after you hear this show. So we talk about TV talk. I don't know what you're watching. I don't know what TV shows you're into.
Bachelor.
Okay, now we do know she's into The Bachelor. Holy shit.
And Bachelorette. But
Nigga,
I
get dressed up on Monday.
I probably watch everything that y'all watch. I watch a lot of
Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Ah,
Sunday's episode.
Yes. I watched it through my fingers because I couldn't just like look at it with my full eyeball. I had to cover my face because I was scared.
Scared of?
It was so intense. It was so many, like, I was just anxious. Like, I didn't know what was going to happen next. And
hey, question for the panel.
It was amazing.
Is it better than the Red Wedding?
Gonna die three times.
Huh?
I said, I thought Jon Snow's going to die three times in the episode.
Exactly. Oh.
I told you Jon Snow can't die anymore. I told y'all that.
Hey, look.
But he even stepped up like, yo, if I die, don't bring me back. It's like, don't bring me back.
He got trampled by 3,000 people and climbed up. He can't die anymore.
That was the will to live. Like, that first scene when the horses were racing at him and stuff, I was just like, now how the hell he gonna get out of this?
Exactly.
He cannot die.
Second loser of the week is Rickon. He's the worst Dodger ever. Like, who runs in a straight line? Like, this man he should have zigged, we should have zagged. He ain't do shit. He ran in a straight line.
A straight line in a wide open field. It was like 9 million acres. he went straight to the motherfucker and got popped. Like, when the first
one, I was like, yo, zig and zag, my nigga. Like, what are you doing?
Shit, run backwards. When you see the nigga shoot, go to the left.
Right. Oh man,
he got this shit right.
He was almost there. I mean, he almost was there too.
That's bad, man. Was this better than the Red Wedding or not?
This was the best battle scene they had.
Yeah, I think so.
Out of all the seasons, it's the best one.
I feel like they were teaching us a little history too. Like, that's how they used to battle, right? With the shields and shit.
Hell yeah. That was like medieval battling. At like, that was close you gonna get without being there, dog. Like, that shit was nuts.
I also felt like that was a good strategy when they circled around and had that, they were inching in with the, and then poking with the arrows.
That shit was so fucked up.
He had the best strategy because he first of all, he got everybody to run out, so he rained down the arrows on them. And once he did that, he started closing them in. Like, I mean, he knew they ain't have enough men because he had a whole pile, a pile of dead bodies, man. That was nuts.
Ramsay was fucking Napoleon. He just sat back there and watched that shit.
Who was that said whenever they started shooting the arrows into the crowd, the guy was like, oh, they're going to kill half of their own men doing that because they had more men than the other.
Hey, I'll take out if I got you beat by three times the men you got, I'll spare a few men to take you out.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened.
That shit was crazy as fuck. Jern, what was your favorite part of this episode?
Favorite part would have to be Sansa, man. That's my baby, man. That's my baby. Her just being so cold now. Like, she first of all, she had an ace in the pocket the whole time. She had the big joker, but John wasn't listening. She was just like, yo, you ain't gonna ask me nothing? And she ain't say shit. And then she played her big joker at the end and saved the day, man, because they were gonna die. So thank God for Sansa and the Knights, what they call the Knights Vale or whatever they call themselves.
It's called the Molester's Army. Let's just call him the Molester's Army. Thank goodness the Molester is still alive because he saved the day. thank you for being a horrible motherfucker with some honor and integrity.
She was constantly trying. She was like, yo, we need some more dudes. I don't know what you think this is, but like, we need some more dudes.
This valid. Like, it's not like she was lying. That was valid. But Ramsay got fucked up, man. Them dogs ate his ass.
Hey, I noticed something in the episode. Okay. When they all met before the battle, and they met Ramsay there, and then Sansa rode off after she told him he was going to die tomorrow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Ramsay said, I haven't fed my dogs in 7 days. Right. Now, when Sansa was alone with him, she said, remember, you said yourself you hadn't fed him in 7 days. She wasn't there to hear that.
Oh.
She rolled off already? Yes.
Because Ramsay, that's when he started talking shit.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, that's when Ramsay was talking shit, because he got mad at that point. When she said, you're going to die, that's when he got pissed and started talking shit. My dogs are going to have fun with your asses. Like, that's when he did the last verse of the diss track. He's like, fuck you. You ain't shit. I'm killing all you bitches. Down with your label. That's when he cut that whole diss track. So, yeah, you're right, Jer.
And it was funny how he kept calling Jon Snow. He'd be like, yeah, bastard.
he kept calling him a bastard.
Bastard. He's a hate bastard.
And at the end of the day, that motherfucker got 8. Shit. That's probably, we just talked about that like the previous week, getting mauled by animal.
Yeah.
And there you go.
That dog's head was so large. I was like, that's when I was watching through my fingers. I was like, I cannot. I know this dog is when I'm like, go. He was too close.
Yeah, he started licking his shit. I was like, oh, that's a wrap, bro.
Yeah, he tasted that blood. He was just like, oh, what's a wrap?
I don't know if you taste like a sandwich right now. It's about to go down. Shit was a wrap. Hey, Jon Snow's also a bitch, because you can't beat Ramsay no worse than that.
Man,
he should have stomped that motherfucker. Nowadays, people stomp.
No, it's all right. Ramsay, as despicable as the person he was, he needed a death that was just as despicable.
Beating him
to death wouldn't have done it. It wouldn't have done him no justice. He needed to get ate by dogs or some crazy shit like that.
I don't disagree with that. I think I'm saying Jon Snow's ground to pound is weak.
What you mean?
He should have river danced on that motherfucker's face.
We killed him.
Hey, I would have left him right at the edge.
We did get our question answered, though, so all right. How the hell was the dragons going to get out of the fucking pyramid?
Hey, and I told you, I didn't think they was going to do it, but they just got out that bitch.
Yeah, they was like, and done with this little captivity. Yeah, this was real cute.
What were they waiting on? They could have been done that.
Right.
At first, they was chained, so they couldn't go nowhere.
Yeah, they've been off the chains for a minute.
Hey, they went bad enough, I guess. I don't know. Once they fucking heard drug out there, it was like, oh, yeah? It's on?
Bro, and then, when she whispered in drug, how did they hear them?
Right.
She's like, Jacare's. And then they just start shooting fire, too. Like, how did you know what she said? Like, what?
They just follow the one that she's on, I guess.
Yeah.
But how did they, remember when they were really bad, when they were like teenage dragons? And they were just like being very defiant and like not listening to her. Like, when did she get them back under control?
Hey, you like the motherfuckers up? You like never had them under control. Hey,
remember that the time they told her something like, if you want to tame them, you're going to have to. She fed like one of them dudes to her. Remember when they took all them people down there?
And that was it.
She fed one of them. And then they was like, okay. Oh, she do fuck with us. She fed us some people. They cooked that. Right. Yeah, one of them slavers or whatever.
Spare the rod, spoil the child. Shit, she punished the shit out of them. They got grounded for 20 years.
Right.
They was like, all right, shit.
Now they're like, yes, ma'am.
Right, shit. All right, we heard you. What the fuck we need to do? Just don't put us in that basement no more, goddammit.
No.
Hey, man, that was the shit, man. That whole episode was dope as fuck.
It was.
And episode 10 coming up. What are your? This is my prediction. Cersei is gonna get her hands on some of that wildfire, and she's gonna go ham. Because when she was asking that the dude that made the monster Stein or whatever you want to call him, the mountain, and she said, "Is that true about your rumor?" He was like, "Very, very true." Now remember, he was the one making all the wildfire. This is back season 1 for Tyrion. Tyrion was stashing it all over the city. So she probably was asking him, like, yo, you still got that stash of wildfire? And he was like, yeah, I still got it. Because I think Cersei going to blow some shit up next week, man.
Including her son.
Yeah, Tommy got to die. He got to go. Yeah. She was like, yo, I can't control you no more. You got to go.
And they going to be cool with it, too. Like, hey, fuck him. Yeah. You took my hand out. Shit, it's got to go. I still think that you're right. Your boy's gonna die. Oh. The M's delight is over, man. The M's delight is over. I think he's dead, man. He ain't got no power no more.
Yeah, Khaleesi wasn't too happy with him at first when he was talking and all that shit. I was like, yeah, she was about to kill his ass.
Yeah, he's done, man. We ain't seen her lover. What's the nigga with the stone arm coming on?
Oh, you talking about Friend Zone?
Yeah, Captain Friend Zone. We ain't seen him in a couple episodes, so I'm sure he's coming back.
Oh, yeah, Captain.
Jorah.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, man.
He's going to find the cure for AIDS and shit. So never going to
find him. Yeah, he'll come back with the cure. Like, at the last, it'll be the last. He'll probably be the one that stabs Tyrion. And then the shit will be gone off. Because this is the last episode, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, you know.
Right, it's last for the season.
It's going. Something's going to have to happen to King's Landing because they ain't been there in a while. I think they tied up all the loose strings for this season, except for King's Landing. So, you know. Yeah, usually, episode 9 is always a battle episode. Always. Mm-hmm. Last year we had the one where they was fighting the White Walkers. The year before that was when they were defending the wall. Then we had the Blackwater, and I forgot what the other one was. But yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be on point, man. I haven't...
I'm in the White Walkers, yeah.
I haven't seen enough of Orange is the New Black to have an opinion on this. I'm going to watch it anyway, so I don't care about spoilers. If you want to spoil it, I don't know how much y'all have seen.
Episode 8.
I watched the whole thing.
Wow.
Damn, did you like one day? Did you one day it?
Oh, no, I watched it over the weekend.
Damn.
I've turned it to a comic though, so all right.
Yeah, so I've seen like the first episode and a half. And it's definitely a lot more lighthearted. Like, what the fuck is Crazy Eyes doing out there? What was that shit?
No, I definitely chuckled in the beginning, but I'm not going to spoil anything, but I will say that after it was over, I had to look up to see if there were any like black people writers on this show, which there are not.
Interesting.
But I only looked it up because they kept, as the season went on, there was a lot of racial tensions and just some of the things that were said. It was like, made my head tilt to the side a little bit, and I was like, I wonder if any black people are on this show in that writing room.
So you feel like white people don't understand racism fully to write both sides of it?
I feel like they were writing it from the side, from a white person's side, you know, like they were, it was like I understand it, I get it, but it's here's still like the I'm gonna be like more. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like the white people still had like the sad story, like the emotional, like oh woe is me, side of the story.
Brown was still victimized.
Yeah, and it. I mean, there's something huge that happens at the end of it. I'm surprised y'all haven't watched this, but there is something really big that happens. Episode 12. That it caught everybody by surprise. And
well, I'm gonna tell you, I think I know what it is because some stupid ass, excuse my language, some dumb ass bitch on fucking Twitter.
Wow.
I'm just like, you just don't. Why would you say that? Like, I was just like, right. I was like, so I know what's gonna happen. I know it's happening, but I was just like, why would you do that? Like, I mean, so what? You watch the show, like. I unfollowed her immediately too.
No, like, yeah, that's just terrible. You can't do that.
They damn fucked it up. So I ain't seen enough of it, and that's we don't have no more TV talk. Now, I know Tracy May, you love The Bachelor.
I love The Bachelor. The Bachelor's not on right now. Right now it's The Bachelorette, and I just love it. It's one of my like guilty pleasure television shows, just because it's so terrible and so just ridiculous, and they always kick off every person of color like by the third episode. So yeah, I just watch it just for pure, just I mean, it's just pure fuckery at this point.
But you don't watch the other dating shows like Dating Naked? And
no, I haven't seen that, but I do watch I caught two episodes of that. What's that one that comes on, like the one where the black like ex NFL player and his mom are trying to, it's basically like Black Bachelor. And they got all these like little thoughts in the house. You know what
I'm talking about? No, I didn't know if there was one.
It's like on Wii or OWN or something like that. I think it's called I don't know what it's called, but Sherry Shepherd is the host.
Oh my god. And this shit's been on for more than one season?
I don't know if this is the first season or the second season, but yeah. I mean, I guess they do a different guy if this is the second season. This is the first one with this guy.
Have you ever watched Dating Naked?
No, I haven't.
So they pair up people on the beach somewhere. They take their clothes off and they meet naked. And then they go out and have a regular ass date. So kayaking, whatever the fuck they do, they're doing the whole date naked.
Why?
That's the premise of the show. And then at the end of the show, because there's more than one date, like you go on two or three dates. And at the end, you're all in the same house and you pick somebody to kick out. So it's like a season. They do this shit.
So are they naked in the house?
If you choose to be. At that point, you know, you can put your clothes on if you want to or not. Most times they're naked because you've been naked all day. What are you hiding from now? Would you do that show? Would you go on a naked
date? Not at all. Not at all. I don't even post my new pictures that I took, like, that are like artsy pictures on Instagram. I cover up stuff.
The first thing we need to fix.
What do you mean?
You need to stop being shy. You took the pictures. Why you take the pictures if you ain't gonna share the pictures?
Because I don't know. You know, I actually do not know. Oh, there's some other pictures that weren't like fully naked. But even the photographer was like, girl, why are you censoring these pictures?
Photographer know what's up. Photographer know what's up.
But he was there. All right. You saw everything. All right. He was there, so.
Hey, yo, Saul.
Yeah.
We just gonna have to plan a trip to Chicago, come see, you know, Tracy, go to her house and just steal the book and just look through it, man. I mean, you know, she's not gonna let us see him.
Y'all definitely could look through the book.
I'm about to say, it's not hard.
No pictures taken.
I don't go nowhere without my phone. I'm sorry, ma'am. Right.
Well, can you just have a phone in your pocket, sir?
I'll be wearing.
I got these Google glasses. I need to try them out.
I'll be wearing some mesh sweatpants that day. Yeah, it'll be in my pocket. Fucking linen. Be rocking, looking like goddamn immature when they went to that damn awards party. Have on a clear ass trash bag suit. She probably got the damn pictures out on the coffee table. You know she'll push shit away.
No, I don't. I have them in a drawer. Like, because when I first got the book, I didn't know. Like, I even asked the photographer. I was like, what do people do with these books? And he was like, I have no idea. But I'm not going to put it out. You know? I do have some pictures hanging up in my bedroom, but they're not nude.
So that's a clue, guys. If you come over and she says, do you want to see my photography book? You in there.
Yes.
You in there. She shows you the book.
I don't think I would ever say you want to see my photography book.
I think you would. I think no. A couple drinks, conversation. Yeah, I took some photos. You want to see?
No way. It would have to be like four drinks.
Four?
Four drinks. You know what that means, right?
Two is my limit. So.
I was about to say four. You don't even have four drinks of water. You lightweight ass. She had one drink. She's like, I'm tipsy. I'm like, God damn.
I am such a lightweight.
Again, Becca Jones. What the fuck?
I ain't lying.
This is public information.
We didn't drink.
Oh my God, you my loser this week, Becca. I'm sorry.
Look, I'll be real with you. I thought my dog was in there because he was watching The Bachelorette with us. So I was like, damn. I said, oh shit. Cause I knew it, cause I was like, he snapped watching The Bachelorette, and I was like, the fuck is my dude? And I said, I know why he's watching it.
He watched The Bachelorette and then closed the deal.
I was at his house, and
it
was a home game.
Oh, Becca Jones.
Oh, God.
Golden State Warrior Jones.
Was he rooting for the light skins too?
No, but he lost.
His home. He didn't close the deal.
Oh.
Becca Curry.
not Becca Curry.
Becca Curry. Holy shit, man. Jerry, you want to do your Keep It 100?
Oh, man. Keep It 100. Yeah. It's that time already.
It's that time, bro.
Had so much fun, man. We had a blast.
I know.
But yeah, my Keep It 100 this week, man, is I need help. King Germ I've been player, pimp, 1,000 for so long that I don't know how to be romantic. So I need tips on how to be romantic, and I need your help, Fro Nation. Help me be more romantic. I don't know how.
Nobody in the Fro Nation that's going to help you be more romantic. Who? I haven't been around in a minute, but who in the Fro Nation going to help you be more romantic?
Becca Jones!
GQ Blue. I don't know if you know GQ Blue sit there and cook 7-course meals and drink wine and stand out the window. Prince music. I'm just like, yo, that's got to be romantic, right?
That's hot. When he looks back,
GQ got action?
He cut his beard off, so.
You see that, GQ? So go get you a beard weave. And hit up Tracy Mae's DM.
It's coming back in nicely. He's good.
Hey, GQ, you on the clock, bruh. You on the clock. It sounds like you on the clock. You got the footage down. She said the beard's coming. She gave you 2 compliments out the gate. Okay. You on the clock, bruh. That means you're going to have to catch a flight.
Germ, cooking is great. Doing things, spontaneous things, like surprising things. Hey, babe, I did this. You didn't know I was going to do this. Did this. Boom. Panty draws.
So that requires me to think. Being romantic requires me to think about stuff?
Ahead of time.
God damn.
Or, you know, that's spontaneous. That's, like, putting some money on somebody's flight. That's the sweet part. There you go.
Yeah.
Buying a plane ticket.
And it doesn't have to be, like, super crazy stuff. Like, it could be regular stuff in the household. You know, it's just like, if your wife comes home one day and all of a sudden everything that she had planned to do that day, you've already done. And so you've saved her some time or some steps where she could just relax. That's romantic.
Mm.
There you go.
I'm writing out this down as we're saying it because I will forget. Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate the knowledge darts from a female perspective because I asked my homeboys and they all give me the... You just buy a gift card. And I'm just like,
no.
Yeah. I got in trouble for buying a gift card one time. I bought a gift card and they're like, that was a thoughtless gift. What you mean? I know you like that store, so why wouldn't I just
You would have got more props for buying something out of the store.
Right.
But then she say it's not the money. It's sometimes it's like going walks on the park and stuff like that. Like that shit lame as fuck. That shit lame. Like why?
Because you know what it is? It's all about like spending time. It's about like, hey, I'm doing something that maybe you would enjoy. It's not really my favorite thing. It might not be, you know, your favorite thing, but you know that you're doing something that she would enjoy. And so you're putting her ahead of you. And so that's sweet.
I do that all the time though. That's why I still got the same shoes I bought last year. I want to be like Saul Wright by the Jays when they come up, but I can't.
This
nigga said, I'm being sweet. That's why I got the same shoes. I got last year.
But you also got kids, so.
Exactly. Give me a break.
Yeah. Hey, he picks the kids up from school and shit. That's the romance.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get no points for that.
That's called being a daddy. Hey, you don't get points for stuff that you, like, are supposed to do.
When you keep adding to my supposed to do list, that leaves less room for romance. Some of them supposed to do's is romantic.
What if he took something that she's supposed to do and he did it? He put it on his supposed to do list.
That's if you don't do it exactly like she do it, it won't be appreciated.
See, because now you fucking up.
Look, one day I called myself like, hey, I'm going to fold up these towels and these washcloths. I fold them up. I felt good about myself. I come home. Well, normally when I fold the washcloths, I do them this way, but I appreciate your kind gesture. And it just made me feel like, so you know, I'm not going to fold the motherfuckers no more then. How about that?
I understand that.
Did she take them and refold them?
Hell yeah.
Oh, no.
That's cold blood.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, she has a system. Yes, she has a way that she folds the washcloths, the towels, the hand towels, and, you know, hey, you just want to take the time to learn my way. I'm like, they're folded. Who gives a damn? Like, it's not like Martha Stewart gonna come in and take a picture of your damn linen closet.
But see, there you go. So going by Tracy May's information, you should fold them like she wants them folded and then put them up.
So if I take the time to learn, then that's romantic.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yes.
So that's it. They just go in there now and pull out one of them towels, figure out she folded, and that's how you fold it from now on. And then
don't ask her to show you how she folds it. Just be like, go in there. You got to do some detective work and learn how she folds them just by looking at it yourself. And then the next time you fold it, it'll be her way. And then she'll be like, oh my goodness, look at you learning how to fold things.
Because I'm trying to plan her a birthday party, but you can't plan somebody that's real nosy a birthday party. Like, that's fucking, it's hard as hell. Like, I don't know how I'm going to pull this off.
Isn't that a surprise party?
I guess. I mean, I
probably not she listen to this episode.
She'll listen. She just like us. She'll listen to the Procast.
We get no support from our ladies, bro.
That's all I mean, I can sit here. I could have laid out my whole little plans or whatever. She wouldn't have known.
Damn, that's rough, man, because my wife don't listen to the show either. She'll tell me about somebody else's podcast. You should read. Motherfucker, I'm doing a podcast every week. How the hell am I listening to that shit?
Yeah.
I'm doing two or three a week. No, I don't know. I can't listen to
maybe
that
we
shit.
Alienate the female listeners, all right? Maybe that's our problem.
Well, probably. I mean, I ain't interested. So, shit, we're both married. There you have it. They don't want to hear what we got to say.
I was telling Germ that, like, y'all should say something, like have like a relationship segment. He was like, who wants to listen to two married niggas? I was like, that's the name of the segment right there. Advice from two married niggas.
But Easy told us that we're the worst people to give advice on relationships.
He said, because we're not out there on the battle. He said, y'all not out there on the battle lines. He said, y'all.
Well, then he needs to bring his, well, he ain't the best either.
Shit. Fire. Shots fired.
Shit. You want to watch New Black.
Damn.
Hey, what me? Hey, speaking of relationships, I was hanging out in Houston with my homegirl, and we were going to go check out a movie at iPick. I had no idea y'all were paying that much for movies.
It's like, oh, you ain't talking to me.
So you've never been to iPick Theater either?
Mm-mm. To my IMAX?
IMAX. I would not be paying for my ticket, is what I'm saying.
That shit said $24 a ticket.
You a model, a curvy model and all that. You don't have to pay for movie tickets. Plane tickets, hotel rooms, none of that.
Fly me out. Fly me out.
But yeah, my homeboy tried to get me to go see Civil War, one of the movies at the IMAX. I said, dude, I'm not finna pay. He's like, it's worth it. I don't give a fuck. I'm just like, he like, the chairs are comfortable. They lean, recline. I don't give a damn. I said, you know what else recline? My chair home. So when I download this motherfucking movie, I can watch it at home.
That's exactly how I felt. I looked. I said, something wrong with this app. She's like, what you mean? I said, because the price, this say for two tickets is $56.
What?
$56.
I just stood up,
all right.
Huh? I just stood up.
Yeah.
$56.
It was like $24 per ticket, and then since it's all, unless you want to sit in the breakneck seats, it's considered VIP. So there's like a VIP fee of $16 or some shit. So by the time it got done, and then there's a fee for processing ticket. It was like $56. I said, no. And it's a Kevin Hart movie? It's an hour and 10 minutes tops.
I would have had to tell homegirl, I said, look, you my homegirl, but if I pay this price, you gonna have to cut something. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I don't wanna cross them lines like that. But look, these is cutting prices right here.
Let's be completely honest. I wouldn't spend that much for me to go to that movie by myself. So we didn't go. We didn't go. I said, fuck that.
I paid to go by myself. You know what I'm doing up in there? I'm
you find your sweet spot.
Satisfied day.
So if y'all ever see Germ in the IMAX,
extra butter. That's all I'm gonna tell him.
Ew, he's so gross.
So you never had a guy do that trick when you were crazy?
No.
You never had a guy do the trick? Like, sit the popcorn, like, dig a hole in the bottom of the popcorn,
no,
sit on his lap.
That is.
You tap for the popcorn. He's like, whoa, what is that? He's like, hey.
Ew. And now you ruined the whole, like, $50 tub of popcorn.
It's refillable. I can go get another one.
It's got a hole in the bottom.
Oh my gosh, I just could not deal with you guys today.
This nigga said he gonna find the sweet spot in the movie theater.
Somebody get satisfied that day. I mean, shoot.
Yeah,
I gotta walk out of there like, man, like, I ain't never had sex in the movies. I tried to, but that shit is just like weird.
No, it's really hard.
Yes, because it's like you got to pick the right movie. And, you know, my buddy, he picked the wrong one. He went seeing a kids movie one day, and it turned out to be like a mom and like her two kids. And he was just like, oh, man. He finished the deal, but still, I was just like, wow, dude. Like,
there's so many things wrong with that story. He picked the kids movie to fucking the
thing. That's why I was just like, dude, why did you go see kids? Like, I figured nobody was going to be in there. I was like, but it's a kids movie. Like, dude, anybody in there's going to be a kid.
Unless, you know, it was the Lion King.
I picked Rosewood, and I was just like, yeah, this ain't gonna do it.
You trying to fuck with an attitude.
I mean, I was just like, well, I figured it was like, but yeah. It was,
I think, and then, it's probably easier to like SD in movies, but not when you have big hair like me.
That'd be perfect. It look like it's a pillow or something.
No.
If you go to the IMAX with them big ass covers.
They got covers in IMAX?
Yeah, that's, I guess that's what comes with the $25 ticket.
What? Can I take the blanket home with me?
I don't think you take the blanket home with you.
Why would you want it? It's probably so much skeet on that cover. Ew, I don't even want that cover.
Yeah. Hey, look, I was watching this little documentary about movies and shit and how nasty the motherfuckers is, man. And I was just like, wow, like, movies are nasty because they're not required by law to clean the seats. You know that, right?
Yeah, because they don't. Ew. I worked in a movie theater for 2 weeks. It was the worst shit.
Ew.
You just sweep the popcorn up and keep it moving. And that's if you see it. And the popcorn. Hey, if you go early, don't get the first popcorn.
Hell no. You don't see that shit popping out the top of that thing? Don't you get it?
When they told me that shit, I damn near quit that night. It wouldn't put the popcorn away. Fuck you mean put it away? Put it in the trash bag. Put it in the back. Nigga, what? Yeah, put this shit in the trash bag. Tie off the trash bag, put it in the back on the floor. The next morning you come in, you put that shit back in the bin.
Because you know movie theaters, that's where they make their money at, off the concession stand. They don't make any money off the movies and none of that like that. It's all concession stand.
Yeah, that's why it's like a $30 Snicker.
Yeah. But that's why, you know, you got to be a real nigga like myself. You bring your own shit. I bring whole plates.
Every woman I know brings their big bag to the movies, and you go to Wendy's or wherever the hell you're going, and you got a 30-piece nugget.
I go to my Cajun Cafe, and I was sitting there smacking like a mug. I'm not bullshitting.
The whole movie theater smell like wigs.
Cajun Cafe, they be like, damn, Yes, I got chicken jambalaya, rice, some orange chicken, some honey chicken. You want some? Oh, well, quick, turn around, watch a damn $40 movie.
Right.
I'm starting to understand that germ not being in movie theaters is the best thing ever.
I'm telling you, because, I mean,
He's trying to fuck in the theater, get his dick sucked in the popcorn, or he's going to find his sweet.
Wait till exhale. We smoke weed in the movie theater, watch it wait till exhale, dog.
No.
Like,
yes.
In the theater?
In the theater, dog. Hey, we was in there, man.
And that was in the 90s.
Yeah, so like you was passing an actual fucking blunt.
Dog, we was in there getting, they ain't put us out either. Like everybody in there smelt it. Like it was just like, man, we was in there like perfect, man. Room full of black people. Who gonna tell? Nobody. Like, I mean, come on.
I'm gonna tell if I pay $40 for that ticket.
No, you're not. It's all right. You're gonna sit there, even smell the weed, and you watch a $40 movie.
I'm fucking telling for $40. I'm telling. Telling everything for $40. I'm snitching on everybody. This has to be the perfect experience. Cologne. That nigga cologne too loud. She talking too loud. That nigga snoring. I'm telling everything. For $40.
There's an AMC like downtown Chicago where the chairs recline all the way back like flat to bed status. I went there to see Straight Outta Compton, and there was a dude in there just knocked out snoring the whole movie. I did go to like the 11 p.m. showing, and the movie was really long, so.
See, but yeah, should have went to bed.
He went to sleep.
I would have told. You can't be snoring in my movies, man.
When you woke me up, I was like, motherfucker, I paid $40 for this seat. You better get home.
Yeah, that's true. That's the fucked up part, right? Like, he paid just as much as I did. Like, damn, he's right. He's got a point.
He paid $40. It's a $40 nap.
Damn. Like, got a point. That's fucked up, man. We usually do the show. I know you ain't been on here in a while, Tracy May. When we wrap up the show, we do winners and losers. Where okay. we pick somebody or something that won this week and something that lost this week. Now, I usually don't have any, but Jerm has probably got the same ones I got. So, Jerm, go first. Who's your winner this week?
My winner this week are all the real Cavalier fans. Not us LeBron fans like me, it's all right. But the Cavalier fans, the ones that have been there through the Craig Elo shots.
Jesus Christ.
There's all the other mess. You know what I'm saying? The GQ Blues, the Doc Claws, my dog Joe Dorsey. Like them dudes, man. This is for y'all, man. Y'all my winners this week. I got y'all a championship. Hey, that's all I can say. Y'all my winners.
Who's your loser?
My loser this week is anybody believing that Gucci Mane was cloned while he was in jail. It's big right now. I mean, I had three arguments this week about, man, you know, that ain't the real Gucci. He cloned. Is this, he that. now, I'm going to go on the limb here, so all right. Just say it. Go on the limb here. Totally on the limb here. If we could clone anybody in America,
anybody.
Gucci Mane would not be the first nigga on the list. He probably would be 100 on the list. But for some reason, niggas want to believe that there's some conspiracy that they won't kill Gucci while he's in jail, clone him, and send him back out in the streets. To do what?
That's because he looks different, and nobody can just like put up with the fact that he lost all that weight.
If I go to jail for 3 years, I'm a little different. I ain't got nothing else to do. Like, I mean, he ain't out here, you know what I'm saying, eating chicken wings and smoking weed and drinking all day long. I mean, Gucci went in, he was probably about 260, 270, all gut. And now he out, he cut up. I mean, people say, he don't even look the same. His ice cream tattoo gone. His tattoo is still on his face. Y'all don't understand. When you do an Instagram, selfie, whatever, it be mirror and pose. So his ice cream was on the other side. Y'all sitting here making a whole, man, look. I'm getting tired of it. So, yeah, y'all my losers if y'all really believe that Gucci Mane was cloned. Like, I don't think they would waste the time to clone. And then, like, how they gonna clone him and he grown up? Like, what the fuck? Wouldn't he be a baby? I don't know.
That's fucking hilarious, though. That's where you decide to cash in your conspiracy theories.
Is yes. That, hey,
Gucci Mane got cloned, nigga. That's what we like, really need to do.
People are, look, bro, just when you get off the show today, do a little quick little Twitter search. Just Google it. Gucci Mane clone. And people are really making valid arguments.
Trying to make valid arguments for him being a clone. Tracy May, you got any winners or losers this week?
Oh, gosh. Let me see. I think for my winner, my winner is probably Sansa. From Game of Thrones, because I just feel like throughout the whole series so far, she's been really bitch made for me.
Damn.
Like, she hasn't been like, it's like Arya's been like the sister that's been like doing all the fighting and like being hard and, you know, just being out there doing like some for real trill shit. And Sansa just been like, okay, I'll marry him. Okay, I'll sleep with him. Okay, I'll be in his bed. Okay, she just been going along just trying to stay alive by agreeing. And this is the first time I feel like, maybe she's done some other little stuff here and there, but this is the first time where I really feel like she stepped out of, you know, she stepped into the Stark name for me and like was like, yes, I'm going to watch you get your face eaten off by this big ass dog that your dumb ass didn't feed for 7 days. Mm. So I'm going to sit here and watch that and enjoy the heck. I already told you that you were going to die. So boy, bye. Middle fingers up. I ain't thinking about you. You know what I mean? So yes, Sansa is probably my winner this week.
And who you got for the loser?
My loser... Well, probably, okay, you guys probably don't know who this person is, but my loser is Chad from The Bachelorette, and he is, like, a really, like, weird dude that was, like, very violent, and he threatened basically everybody in the house. So, Aaron Rodgers' little brother named Jordan is on the show. Y'all know Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah, I think we've heard of him.
So, his little brother, Jordan, is on the show, and he's also used to be in the NFL, I guess, like, not as a key player or anything like that, but...
Scout.
Yeah. So, he's on there, and so, basically, Chad, like, threatens to find him after the show and, like, go to his house and, like, whoop his ass. Well, he's just, like, super violent and threatening and sort of, like, has roid rage, I think. So he got kicked out of the show, and he's a loser. But I guess he probably thinks he's still winning because he got selected to be on Bachelor in Paradise, which is another show that comes on in August.
They're like, he's got the right makeup for violence, so let's put him on another show.
It's like, oh, he's so crazy and like threatens everyone. Let's put him on another show. Yeah, I'm not with that, but yeah.
They got to choose better. My winners and losers is actually part of TV Talk that I kind of skipped over and forgot about. Black Ink came back this week.
New York or Chicago?
Yeah, only one we recognize is New York.
Black Ink, New
York. Why? What do you mean?
We don't recognize the other ones. There's only one Black Ink, and that's the one with Caesar, Duchess, Donna.
Don't recognize Chicago? That's whack.
It's just a spinoff.
It's like, a totally different show. Like, yeah, Chicago's like, all really upbeat.
You watch Love and Hip Hop. You only watch Atlanta. Do you watch New York? Do you watch Hollywood?
We only watch Atlanta, New York, and Miami when it come out. That's the only ones.
Wait, but those are spinoffs.
Yeah, but Chicago's not authentic, man. It's like Chicago's like the highbrow version. Like that's
I want to see tattoos.
Yeah, like this is an actual show where people are doing good and trying to be positive. We like New York, where nobody knows shit.
I can tell y'all did not watch Chicago.
I watched
I
watched 2-3 episodes of that shit, and I said, this is enough for me.
They fought every single episode.
It's a black show. That comes with the title. But they were still trying to be better and do shit. I was like, I can't do it. New York is where it's at. Okay. I need tears, violence, somebody mama ain't shit, pregnancies. That's what I need.
Somebody telling somebody to use their inside hands and not their outside hands.
Nigga.
That was the line of the year, nigga. Like, what you told her?
I need you to use your inside hands, not your outside hands.
Not your outside hands.
And that's the one she decided to fight first. Donna decided that I'm going to swing on this one first. The deaf girl, I'm going to swing on her first.
Hey, the deaf girl got hands, though. You better swing first.
She didn't know, but she knew she was smaller than her, so that's the one she swung on first. Everybody else hit her first. Everybody else. Like, when she ran down the chronology of her ass whoopings, every other person swung first. This one, she said, I got to swing at this one first.
She's like, I got to.
Hey, man.
So she swung at the deaf girl first?
She swung at the deaf girl first. She pushed her. She pushed her, and then when the deaf girl, of course, she came back, that's when she threw a punch.
Hey, why was her boyfriend he getting so emotional? He like, no, don't
because, put your hands on her. Because like, you get emotional when people problem. Break up the fight. That's when you're supposed to get emotional. When there's people there to break it up, that's when you wild out.
But my whole thing is, bro, you the one asked her to come back to your crib. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nigga, you asked her to come
she
back.
She heard you. She's like, nah, bro, I don't think, you know, we need to do this. But then you gonna try to get mad. Don't be putting her hands on her. Blah, blah. Nigga, you started all this.
Yep, you started and you watched it. You were entertained. I just let them go in and ask like, okay, that's what happened. So you
I need to watch that. I don't watch New York.
You gotta that's watch the New best. York. That's the only one to watch.
Yeah, don't be a homer and just watch the Chicago one because, you know, Chicago.
I didn't watch the show at all until I didn't even know it was like a thing until it came out in Chicago.
Nah, you got to. Yeah, you missed the original. You got
to. However, watch I will say that not being able to hear while you're in a fight, I feel like hearing is key because like somebody could be like, yo, everybody jump in on that hoe and you don't hear that part.
Yeah. I feel like her hearing even got worse or something because when she was talking to Super Twin, she was using the translator. But before, earlier when she was on the show, she said she could read lips.
Oh.
So what happened with this episode where she had to do all sign? All that shit was weird to me.
Maybe the music was too loud and she couldn't, you know.
But they were outside!
Maybe music was too loud. They are in New York. It's just noise for no reason.
Well, if you deaf, does the music matter? Like, you reading lips.
Yeah, you can feel the pulse, I guess, maybe. I don't know.
It was real weird.
If you listen to the show, let us know.
I cannot.
I finally figured out why we haven't made it big time.
Right.
Shit like that.
That right there.
Shit like we probably had a sponsor until you just did that shit right there. Just fuck it over. It's fuck it over. Sees through another temper tantrum, so he's my loser this week.
Man, that was Duchess level temper tantrum.
That was some brand new shit. Now, granted, I get being pissed. Yeah, Caesar's the owner who always has these tantrums where he wilds out. He's known for doing this at least twice a season.
This one was a whole nother level. He asked, oh shit, the nigga's name is oh shit. He asked him, why are you late? You gave an appointment away. You're supposed to be here to do a tattoo. Where were you at? He's like, I was fucking and I got wild with my shit. And C's lost it. C's lost it. I've been out here for you and I've been doing all this shit for the shop. And threw the chair and threw the table and started crying. Get out of my face! Like the two fists down to the ground to the side. Get out of my face! Don't say nothing to me! Ran in the bathroom crying. Like, I was like, whoa.
Do y'all know his birthday?
C's birthday? You think he's a Gemini?
I think he's a Cancer.
I have no idea. Are you looking that up right now?
No.
I think German's looking up. Somebody's typing.
That's me, man.
We got to get these checks.
Let's see if he got a wiki. Caesar, his birthday is... do they have a birthday? Damn.
He was born at some point, right? Shit. Wiki born got everything. What does that make it?
June 5th.
Oh, he's a Gemini.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been with a Gemini before. I understand.
Yeah, I mean, just the way you described it, it's like either he's flipping a switch, you know? That switch just came on.
Yeah,
he's 37. I thought he was younger than that.
The way that temper tantrum looked, he should have been younger than that.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw the chair, broke the chair, broke the table. Went to the bathroom crying and screaming.
I was just like, dude.
Wow.
Fuck down.
Yeah, I gotta watch it. Do I need to catch up? Like, how many seasons am I behind?
Ooh. This is season 4, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can watch it. Like, is it on Netflix or like Amazon Prime?
It's on VH1.com.
Yeah, I think it's streaming on VH1. Oh,
okay.
But if you've seen 4 episodes, you pretty much get the premise. Like, you might get a few new players.
But I need to know the background stories. I like to, you know, I'm all about story.
Sky is easily the most entertaining person on the show. Because Sky came in and whooped somebody ass again this episode. Can Sky fight?
I ain't got hands. And that was Rob Lee. That was Rob Lee.
She doesn't have hands?
Dude.
No, I thought she did.
She got heart. But she, you know Rob Lee from Love & Hip Hop, right?
Nah, I don't watch the show.
I'm talking to Tracy. I know you don't watch.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Wait, Love & Hip Hop New York?
Yeah. Ra Ali, the one that was helping Remy Ma with her wedding and got mad.
Yes.
Okay. With the her and Sky got into a fight in the tattoo shop. And it was wigs flying off. Sky came with her hair braided down. She was like, oh, you said it was on site, right, bitch? You said it
was on site. And then the first punch was the softest tender touch to the neck. That punch was weak. Yeah,
something bad was going to happen. Old girl said, oh, I just want to get this tattoo touched up. Oh, she came to fight.
You came to fight, bro.
Like, you no want to get reason. A touched up tattoo? Like, you don't want to get nothing new? Oh, Dutch is 32 years old.
Dutch is 32, season 37.
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, how old is Sky?
Let's find out. Sky.
Because Sky had the two babies and gave them away when she was like 12.
Is Sky the light-skinned one?
Yep, with the different color hair. Well, okay, so there's two light-skinned ones. This is the one that doesn't have the tattoos on the side of her face.
The Sky doesn't have
Who is the one that has, like, it's a guy who has, like, a gazillion kids.
Oh, that would be Oh Shit.
Oh Shit, okay. And did he get the light-skinned one pregnant?
I think he's got everybody pregnant, but no.
Oh, my God.
I think.
Well, you talking about Donna? He was messing with Donna. Yes,
we don't know if he got pregnant.
I think I caught, like, because you know, whenever there's a show that comes, I guess a show that I watch comes on right before that show, and so I get a little bit of it on my DVR, and so I get like last time on Black Ink.
Yeah.
I don't know what I watched that records that too.
Hip hop.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Yeah. So I get a little taste of what happened last week on Black Ink, but I've never seen like an actual show.
Nah, you need to watch the episode. I think didn't Donna have a miscarriage?
Yeah, Donna, Duchess. Who else had miscarriage?
I think it's just those two.
Scott had abortion.
Yes. Wait, didn't one of them have like a booty lift?
That would be Scott.
Scott.
Oh, okay. Does it look good?
Question. Let me ask you a question, Tracy. Yeah. Let's say you're going down to Miami to get your butt job. And you say, Germ, come down there and take care of me after I get my butt job. And then, you know, you get the little palace or wherever you're getting, you know, just your recoup room. And then, you know, after we get back, you like, yo, where the money at for the room? I was like, but I was down there taking care of you. Do I owe you money for taking care of you while you was after your surgery, or I mean, like, you saw.
Let's expound on that a little bit more, to, so she can make her choice. The other three people that came paid.
Yeah. So it's me, Sarright. It's me, Sarright, Be Easy, and Dub, or GQ Blue Dub, whichever one you wanna. And you asking us to take care of you after your surgery. And, you know, everybody paid except for me, but I was the one that did. You know, I'm wiping your ass after you take a shit and all that. You know what I'm saying? I think that's worth something, right?
So wait, why did everybody else pay?
Because they were there. And they had rooms and they slipped. So that kind of helped split up the bill.
Oh.
And we're talking about like $200.
It was $300, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I guess if it was like already voiced before that, like, hey, I need your help, but like, it'll cost this much because we're splitting it. I guess that should have been voiced before.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't have charged anybody to like come and help me.
See, yeah, and that's the difference. I don't think they came down to the guise of help. They came down because I'm getting my ass done. Y'all want to come down. And they was all kicking it. And she ended up helping because this motherfucker was hurt.
But
that's not how the trip was planned. It wasn't planned for you to help me. It was planned for us to go down and kick it in Miami.
Exactly.
So she's supposed to pay.
And yeah.
You didn't pay. You get them hands. That's how it goes.
After my booty heel, I'm whooping that ass.
She barely waited.
Oh my gosh.
She barely waded through them hands, and she lost that one too. She got put in headlocks.
New York living is hard, okay? It is so hard.
Shit, no doubt.
Imagine living in that place.
It's the hardest place that I've ever lived. Like, the hardest transition, the hardest, like, getting used to how people are. I feel like I did a bid. Like, I did 2 years in New York. That's how I feel. It was really hard.
And you took a picture of that one that looked like the puppy off of Martin. It was a rat, and that motherfucker was like the size of a small baby. I said, what the fuck is that shit? Yeah, I'm not going to New York, bro. I'm not doing it. I think that's it for the show, right? We done talked to him for almost 2 hours.
Yeah, man.
I think that's it, man. Tracy Mae, you coming back? Yes or no? Don't give us no long answer. Just, are you coming back?
Yes, I would love to come back.
So we'll see her on episode 440.
Yeah. You know, episode 500, B's got to get a finger cut off, right?
That's exactly what happens.
He said, if we make it to 500, he will cut off a finger, is what he said. And we're pushing hard.
Yeah, I'm on that one. I would like to be
186. We got 186 more to go. So, all right, I think quick math say 186. Right? No, 286.
We got to start doing two a week. We got to start doing it. Now, they might be short. It might be, you might get 30 minutes an episode, but we got to start doing two a week. Because I want it to be a live stream. I want him to cut his finger off.
I'm a periscope that shit.
Did you guys discuss what finger it would be?
Nah, we're gonna stall that out. We're going to drag that one out.
He can't be one of the pointed fingers because we need him to post on the site. So we'll just take the ring. We'll take that ring. Like, he said he ain't getting married, so we'll just take the ring finger from his ass.
See, that's too easy. We got to take away, like, the fuck you finger.
Nah, we got to take the ring. Just take it. Like, we need, like, I'm doing the ASDF JKL on the computer right now. And
wait, you think Easy uses home keys?
Yeah. Oh, man, look, man. Have you ever seen this man set up, bro?
No.
Be Easy got, like, the computer nerd set up, bro. Like, he got the, like, he got about four screens. Like, the man is, Be Easy a weirdo, but he's very, like, everything has its place with him. Like, it ain't, like, he's very, like, I wouldn't think somebody like him would be so organized, but he's very organized.
So when Tracy Mae comes over, she'll have to take her shoes off and put them to the side. She can't just kick them off.
He'll probably let her kick them off, but, you know, she's going to have to kick a lot of more stuff off for him not to get up.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Be Easy will not take L like Atlanta. Yeah, you go holler at my dog, Be Easy. Ain't gonna do that. He ain't gonna let that. He be like, okay, you can stay asleep. I'm gonna lay down right here beside you.
Nope. If he's watching The Bachelorette, you waking up in the morning with pancakes.
Yes, so, sir. Basically, I can't. So, what y'all are saying, what I've learned from this episode is that I cannot accept any trips unless I'm finna, like, give up some ass.
No, not necessarily.
Ass is the prerequisite
of a plane ticket. Yes, of a plane ticket.
Somebody
yes.
just walked in the door. CJ, my dog. If you meet a girl online and y'all agree to meet up in another city that you don't live in,
right.
You pay for your flight,
right.
Half of her flight, right. A hotel for two nights.
Right.
What you expecting, bro?
Oh, the 49 yards.
So what if I would have paid for my flight and half of the hotel? Do I still got to give him ass?
Is it still one bed?
The best part. Hotel had one bed.
Yeah.
Right.
One bed.
So what? We had
the
bed together? You know,
yeah.
Come on. Yeah. We could sleep in the bed together. That's the thing that happens.
No, the fuck is not.
You gonna sleep on one level of the cover, I'm gonna sleep on the other? Like, what's going on?
I'm gonna tell you
this. I sleep naked.
Without like screwing.
Y'all
never heard of that? Y'all never heard of being in the bed with somebody and not doing it?
I have. I just haven't flown to do it.
Hey, Lion. Like, I mean, I done had homegirls. Like, one time I went to Atlanta to visit my homegirl. She let us crash at the spot. You know, she only had one bed. And my homeboy, like, I sleep on the couch. She like, you go sleep in the bed. Now, Consuela was bad as a motherfucker. And I was just like, man, she got in that bed. She had them little thong, little leopard thongs on. I was just like, oh, my God, this the heart. But this my homegirl. So I'm just like, man, dick, please don't get hard. Because if it do, I'm sorry.
Hold on. She got in the bed with you with the thongs on?
That's how she sleeps. She at home. What am I supposed to say?
You supposed to say roll over because it's going down.
I wasn't gonna do none of that. Like, I'm not gonna just set up the tease and like expect you not to jump.
But if it's somebody that's your homeboy that's non-threatening, like let's say for instance, you know, in a crazy world, you know what I'm saying? Let's say, hey, Sorry had to crash at the house. Sorry, look, you know my back bad. I'm not sleeping on the motherfucking couch. I need to sleep in the bed. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But we don't count. We've known each other for like fucking 14 years.
That's what I'm saying. That take the threat level down. You know what I'm saying?
But I still wouldn't be in the bed with Saul Wright with a thong on.
Right.
I don't care how
you're at home, you comfortable. I'm not judging. You know what I'm saying? If you, like I said, you might say, hey, I sleep naked, Saul Wright. So, you know, you might have to, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But it's just.
After all this time, if she tells me she sleeps naked and then gets in the bed naked, we fuck it. I mean, we boys, but I'm not stupid. Like, you just told me it was okay. You alley-ooped that. I got to.
Oh my God.
It's my job as a man.
Wait, but y'all never told me if I would have paid for half of everything, would I still.
If it's one bed, you're supposed to be fucking.
Yeah, like, I mean, unless we got a double. And then if we got a double, I'm going to think, okay, one bed for fucking, one bed for sleeping. That's what I'm going to think. You know what I'm saying?
I'll let you slide. If you pay for your ticket and we got double beds.
What is the level that no fucking is required?
If you travel.
Dutch.
Less than 2 hours of travel.
Yep.
Less than 2 hours of travel. He paid for your plane ticket and his ticket. He gets your hours.
No, I'm saying if I paid for my plane ticket and half of the hotel, would I still be.
Nah, you would be on it. We all went Dutch. I feel like I'm still gonna be upset. I'm like, yo, I drove from XYZ, and you know, I'm thinking the whole wide up there. I'm thinking like, yo, I'm gonna tear this pussy up. Like, shit, I'm looking at your pictures on the gram and everything. I'm like, yo,
hey, you better sleep in one of them ugly ass pajamas. Don't put on no sexy shit,
bruh. I don't give a damn. She put a muumuu on, a bonnet with rollers in her head. I'm sick, what? With that little cucumber mask on. I'm trying to drill. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd let you slide if you put on some old Mamie looking shit. I'd let you slide.
I don't care if you got Noxzema on your face.
But now, if we talking about hours of travel and I paid, you supposed to know it's going down. But listen to who we talking to, Jerry. We talking to somebody who admitted before she went out on dinner dates just so she could eat.
Women do that. Hey, look.
Yeah, hey. Bitches be hungry. What?
I told you. Hey, like a girl told me. She was like, if I'm paying, I'm going to get what I like. If he paying, I try anything on the motherfucking menu. Like,
God damn.
She was just like, yo, if I'm paying, I'm getting chicken tenders because I know I like chicken tenders. But if you paying, oh, I try some lobster, some steak, some escargot, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's savage.
No, I don't do that, but I'll definitely go out if I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I really don't have anything to eat or whatever. Somebody asked me out, I'm going. Even if I know I'm not really into the guy, I'm going to go.
Damn. Damn. Dudes, man.
God damn, Tracy, man. That's rough.
See, man, this is what we're missing to getting us over top. We need a female voice on the show to even out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, voice of reason, you know.
I mean, we'll have her on the show now until, you know, she fuck around and get a job or something. Then
yeah, exactly. I mean, you about us. Look, if you on the, look, everybody on the Frocast is unemployed, Tracy. Me, GQ Blue, Saul.
Really? Oh, I'm a part of the family now.
Yes. You've been a part of the family, but you don't fuck with us like that. I don't know why.
I was employed this way.
Breaking news. Knicks acquired Derrick Rose from Bulls in exchange for what? Robin Lopez and Jeremy Grant.
No. That is not a thing.
Breaking news. We finally got rid of Derrick Rose. Thank you, God.
You're right about that. Breaking news.
He's never leave the Bulls.
You are right about that. Breaking news. He'll never play.
He's not our problem anymore. He's not our problem anymore.
He'll never play. God. Wait a minute. You a Bulls fan now?
I've been a full Bulls fan since fucking 87, 88. My brother was a Bulls fan. And when I was born, I became a Bulls fan.
Yeah, that's the story right here, Jason, man. Right. King Jeremy's young.
23.
Today.
Oh, I turned 23, in May.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever.
What? Oh, you one of those niggas? Like, you just gonna lie? Gonna lie about your age? National podcast?
I don't lie about my age. I'm just team young nigga.
Okay.
This has been another episode of the Frocast. Episode 214. With Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting with King Germ, the most electrified motherfucking podcaster today, yesterday, and forever. And Tracy May, welcome back, kid.
Yay.
We'll holler at y'all next time. Maybe she'll be with us, maybe not. Episode 215 is coming up.
No shout-outs? No shout-outs.
Do the shout-outs, man. I mean, it's only been 9 hours.
Saul Wright don't never want to shout-out the viewers. That's why we only got 3 viewers, man. Sorry, I never want to shout-out my man. Shout-out to Ruler Myself, RT3, the Eternal, shout out. Dr. Abrasive, shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out Tracy May for sitting in. Shout out to B-Easy, GQ Blue. Everybody else fuck with us, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Shout out to Mr. T. Lee. See you coming around. Shout out to Doc Claw. I don't know, he's probably still in the clouds right now. But yeah, shout out to Doc. Hey, MJ Myers, still a bitch.
Damn.
Oh.
Yeah. Shout out to Short T.
Short T, shout out to him. And that's it, man.
Now is it okay to wrap the show?
Shout out to Thekka Jones.
I don't know Thekka, man. You had to be my loser, bro. Shit. I didn't know, bro.
Thekka, you got to come on the show and tell your side.
Yep, Thekka, you got to come on the show and tell your side.
Three sides to every story, Thekka. We want to hear your side.
I come back when Thekka comes back.
No, he gets his time uninterrupted.
One sided like a mug.
Uninterrupted. Yeah.
Okay.
So he gets his side, and then, hey, Thekka, after you hear this, call Tracy May. That's all I'm saying.
Like, what? She had this corn on her fourth toe, man. I couldn't do it, man.
I got a feeling she probably farted right in front of him. And the dude that flew in. And it probably smelled like bad decisions. We'll be back for another episode next time, man.
Hey, cauliflower asparagus and all that.
We out, man. Peace.
Bye. NappyAfro.com.